A lot of people get angry. Some people get angry in different ways. Some people can get angry and lash it out in physical ways, verbal ways, or they can just do nothing and walk away to calm down. Anger is a way that Satan can turn us towards sin and away from God. We were created in the image of God, which means we have many of the same characteristics he has, and anger is one of them. But God would never sin with his anger. He was angry at Aaron in Deuteronomy, verses 9:20. And it says, "And the Lord was very angry with Aaron and would have destroyed him. So I prayed for Aaron also at the same time." This is saying that even if someone gets angry, you can always pray to God to help someone you know who's going through anger, or you can pray yourself to help get through this problem. Even some of God's chosen men got angry, like Moses in Leviticus 10, verse 16 through 18. It says, "Then Moses made careful inquiry about the goat of the sin offering, and there it was burned up. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, who were left, saying, 'Why have you not eaten the sin offering in a holy place, since it is most holy? And God has given it to you to bear the guilt of the congregation to make atonement for them before the Lord. See, its blood was not brought inside the holy place. Indeed, you should have eaten it in a holy place as I commanded.'" So Moses got mad because the people who used the goat as a sin offering did not eat it in the holy place. They decided to do what they wanted to do where they wanted to do it. For Nehemiah, in Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 6, it reads, "And I became very angry when I heard their outcry in these words. And I said to them, 'According to our ability, we have redeemed our Jewish brethren who were sold to the nations. Now indeed, will you even sell your brethren, or should they be sold to us?'" So Aaron is mad because some people decided to sell their own brethren to different nations. And Aaron is saying, "We brought them back here with their family, and now are you going to give them to us by selling them, or are we just going to take them?" That's going to be their punishment. For Jonah, in Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 through 2, it reads, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said, 'Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore, I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a great, gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm.'" This is another example of how you can just go to God and ask him for help if you're ever angry. In all the situations that these men got angry, they never took their anger out in a sinful manner. If you ever find yourself angry at unrighteousness, God won't say you're sinning, because the unrighteous ways of other people, you're getting angry at them for them not doing right. If you are angry for your own wants, selfishness, jealousy, and pridefulness, it is a sin. So if you're jealous of somebody because they got a higher ranking than you in a job, that's a sin. If you're angry because you want something of your own, but you're not supposed to have it, but you take it anyway, then that's a sin. We shouldn't want to get angry, but with how the world reacts to Christians today, it is hard. Because people are always saying, your faith is false, you can't see the guy you believe in, but we don't need to see him because we have the Bible right in front of us to read his word. You should always be angry at the sin, not the sinner. If you're angry at the person, then that just doesn't make any sense. You should be angry at the sin that the person committed, because the sin is why this person is in trouble. It will be hard, but you should try not to get yourself into situations where you will get angry. Sometimes it's not in your power to get out of these situations, but You should always try as best you can to get away from it. If you can take the anger from your life and throw it out as best you can, you will be happier and you will be able to live a better life, a more faithful life, and a more Christian life. You should apologize to the one you are angry with, for it rebuilds the bridge that was burned by anger. So if you're angry with somebody, it burns the bridge of connection that leads you as a family or friends. If you forgive them and apologize for being angry, then that can rebuild the bridge and you will always have that connection. Anger can also affect others by making a chain reaction of anger. So if someone's angry, they lash out on someone else. It can just start a chain reaction going through an entire community of people. And angry people can get satisfaction from making others unhappy. So you shouldn't let them get under your skin just to make you angry.